Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The Score!
We need your help today as we make progress, and I want to thank you for our mayor, raising up a young man with such a significant heart for our city. Thank you for the McCaskey family. Thank you for Kevin. And now we thank you for all of the people who will benefit by the Bears staying in Chicago.
Arlington Heights is still Chicago for a football team that has reached outside of a city limit parameter.
That was a segment of the shameful and repulsive opening start to the Bears' ask for public money, their start of their PR rollout, invoking God, directly thanking God for Kevin Warren, and then asking for divine intervention to build a stadium with taxpayer dollars.
When it was the McCaskey's decision what to do with their $200 million that they paid, did they not pray to figure out what was the best option for them? And then they decided to buy Arlington Heights? That was their money, though, right? That was their money. They paid $200 million.
And you always say, who's representing the taxpayer here?
Who's representing us?
We know who's representing the Bears. We know who's representing the city, shamefully enough, also. Incredibly disappointed in Brandon Johnson.
Yes.
Not a great look for him.
So here it is. This is the breakdown for what it will cost to fund the Bears Stadium project per the press conference today. The Bears would commit $2 billion of a $3.225 million, well, that's supposed to be billion-dollar project. There's an NFL loan request from the Bears for $300 million and an ISFA bond request of $900 million.
With the idea being that they want to continue and then pay off the $650 million that's still left on the bonds for before, leaving $335 million in new money. That's how the Pauls are going to justify this as not being new money.
But when they decided, the Bears did, to spend $200 million... Did they not pray that one through? I certainly would have, myself.
There's a great tweet here from the account Chicago Bars. It says, the city of Chicago can ask the legislature to extend the 2% hotel tax after the current $650 million of Bears Stadium debt is paid off. That's current. That's already on the books today. And then use it for all kinds of building trade union job creating stuff, like CPS school upgrades and lead water line replacement, like actual infrastructure things that help people.
Funding safety, for example.
Man, I'm just seething about this whole thing. I'm seething about it. And they're getting what they count. They're gonna get idiots. Oh, look at the renderings. This is gonna be awesome. Yay, football. This is real money. These are real people. This is we're talking about our lakefront, and they want to just plop another giant concrete blob down there to do what?
We also don't know what the infrastructure is going to be for parking. Have they discussed that? Oh, they haven't taken any questions, at least as of 1 o'clock, and it started an hour ago.
They are filibustering.
So who's representing us? Let's hear what Governor J.B. Pritzker had to say about this before this press conference even began.
You know, it's been taking years and years for that debt to get paid off on Soldier Field and now Guaranty Rate Field. Going forward, because I know you've also said you're open to listening to proposals from sports teams. What would it take to put the Bears over the finish line with this? Given, and are there any lessons learned from the last 20, 30 years and, state government's familiarity with this topic?
Well, maybe one lesson that could be learned just from the last few years is stadium deals and taxpayers putting money forward for stadium deals, not particularly popular around the country. Take note that the winner of the Super Bowl this year, the team went out to try to get a stadium financed by the public, and it was rejected by the public in a place where the Super Bowl champions reside. And I think this is, a recognition that these are private businesses, that the owners of these private businesses need to put a lot more forward in order to get, have their dreams fulfilled and not just rely upon the taxpayers of Illinois to make that happen for them. Having said that, I think all of us want success for the state. We want, more commerce. We want more jobs. We want our teams to be successful. So, we share all of that in common, but we've got to use our dollars wisely.
That's J.B. Pritzker. And you know what else? I also am incredibly disappointed in Brandon Johnson. Immensely disappointed for someone who, when he ran at a debate, specifically said he was against subsidizing teams' stadium building efforts. He said it. He said it. And now he's cheerleading? Now he's jumping up and down cheerleading? He ran on the opposite of this. I feel incredibly let down by the windsocking that he's done to prop up his teetering regime. He's done a terrible job. And he ran on the opposite of this.
This concept of also the Bears needing to stay in Chicago.
Yeah, well, this is new.
This is Arlington Heights to people from outside of Chicago.
Might as well be Chicago.
Of course.
I mean, the Giants and the Jets play in New Jersey. It's almost like the reverse threat or something.
Yeah.
There's only 9 guaranteed dates for a football team every home season.
Well, one of the things that they said is
if you get 9, sometimes you only get 8.
Well, they are saying that they're going to lobby for the men's and the women's Final Four. The other thing that they have put forth is the idea of the state championship should be played at whatever this thing is going to be. And I think that the governor, I really appreciate what the governor is saying, and I do understand, I'm not blind to the fact that this is something that allows him to continue what has been his political identity as he tries to move up in the Democratic Party. What I don't like about what's happened this morning is, well, there's a lot, but specifically as it pertains to Chicago versus Arlington Heights, there shouldn't be that. This is exactly what Kevin Warren wants, is that he wants there to be a division. The state of Illinois and taxpayers in the county of Cook, which Arlington Heights resides in, and the state of Illinois are going to pay for this. Therefore, it doesn't matter to me whether the stadium is in Chicago or not. If it's in Chicago, it's interesting that the Bears have now used this as a tacit threat, and that the city seems to be falling for it at the highest leadership level of, well, we can't lose the Bears. You're not going to lose the Bears. The Bears are just going to play someplace else.
The Dallas Cowboys play in Arlington.
All the hotels are here.
Well, we still haven't paid off the other bill as taxpayers. It's only gotten worse.
There'll be hotels
and stuff.
We've
barely paid off any of the loan.
They'll have what they need out in Arlington Heights. That's not the issue. The team's not going to Gary. It's not going to the Quad Cities. It's not going to St. Louis. All of this money is still going to be in the state of Illinois. There's almost no reason why the public should do the bidding, and I mean that both figuratively and literally, for Kevin Warren and the Bears. They're not going anywhere. We don't have to play Chicago versus Arlington Heights versus Naperville. They missed their opportunity to do that, and they're trying to do it backwards now. And now, when you get the support of the leaders of the city that are agreeing with that, it's hard to justify, like Dan said, if one were to look at Brandon Johnson's platform and the things that he was called and the things that he called himself as a candidate, this runs diametrically opposed to how he ran for mayor of Chicago. It is disappointing.
I'm shocked at all the people who blindly want to support this.
Well,
Do they not understand what the cost actually is?
No, they don't. They get mesmerized by drawings and AI videos and drone shots, and everybody gets excited, and then they only think of football.
The Bears paid for a site already with their own money that they didn't ask for your thoughts for. They didn't ask for your prayers for. They paid for a site with their own money where they did their own due diligence. They don't like what they want to pay the public. They don't like what the money that they've tried to negotiate down to give back to schools.
That's the other part of Brandon Johnson being a part of this that is a hard circle to square. As someone who has spent a life in education and someone who has spent a life inside the teachers union, I am shocked at how the needs of black and brown people and students in the city of Chicago of any race, creed, or color is seemingly being ignored, that this has jumped to the top of his priority list in a week where you have a Chicago police officer murdered, when you do have concerns about the infrastructure of CPS itself, of CPS buildings. In a week where people are discovering more about some of the problems with the actual drinking water in Chicago, I am surprised, to say the least, that this is the position at which he is staked.
We're also having issues trying to figure out the city budget and the state's agreements when it comes to funding for migrants who've been put here.
And look, I'm not a politico. I know a bunch of politicos. I'm not one. One would think, considering where things stand, how most people in the state feel, judging by voter turnout, about the governor of the state, that the mayor of the biggest city in the state might want to take a cue from the governor of the state from his same party. And yet, he is taking the opposite point of view, where it feels like Brandon Johnson is very comfortable sitting there at the cool kids table, and that the will of the people doesn't seem to be a priority. And that's what he ran on. That's why he was called a socialist. And if you go back and listen to interviews of Brandon Johnson talking about his feelings about corporate welfare, and you juxtapose that with a video of him up there next to Kevin Warren, head bowed in prayer,
and then doing a little dance for corporate welfare,
it would seem as if he has completely turned his back. And I'll go back to, you know, I'm a huge fan of Jeanette Taylor, the alderman of the 20th Ward. And real talk, she ran in the 20th Ward, so I didn't have to because of how corrupt things were in the 20th Ward when I lived there. When she said a couple of weeks ago that you have the activists have now become the establishment, she could not have been more right. And there are plenty of people on the South Side, on the West Side, here downtown, up north, that are looking at Brandon Johnson right now and going, how did that happen so quickly? How did we get here with a candidate that was supposed to embody some of the feelings of the people? This doesn't feel like, and I'm going to need a better explanation than I think they're willing to give at whatever this thing is that they're doing before I would buy any of it.
Well, that's the unfortunate part too, is not only do we have to figure out what this actual plan is outside of drawings, but we also have to question logistics. We have to question what the concept is on a lakefront where the Friends of the Parks have definitely made it known what their viewpoint is.
I hope they're mobilizing right now to slap as many federal lawsuits as possible.
There's
everybody in that room.
There's a Lakefront Protection Act. What are your logistics that would make this possible? Parking has already been a concern. What does the parking situation look like? Like, aside from the way this was introduced, which is problematic in and of itself, it's everything after that that leads us to question, oh, it's only going to be $2 billion for you guys after you pay off the $600 million, which wasn't really $600 million to begin with, but because the city's already in trouble financially, you're still paying that off.
Get
who
on
you?
The phone with your alderman.
Like, that's it, man. Who's paying for this? And, oh, we'll pay for it. Oh, it's going to be catastrophic. It's going to be catastrophic to lose the Bears for 8 games a year?
That's the other thing, too, that you brought this up off the air. The gall to say that this enrichment of the Bears would, quote-unquote, revitalize the lakefront? Revitalize the lakefront?
Especially where they're at on the lakefront. It is, it's questionable that you would even use that as a selling point. If you want to talk about revitalizing the lakefront south of 63rd Street,
that'd be awesome. Down by South Shore?
Sure.
There is unbelievable lakefront.
Sure, that would be great.
Unbelievable lakefront that could use all sorts of tax dollars to help actually revitalize areas that could be revitalized.
Chicago's lakefront from 63rd Street to Howard is pretty great. It is a major selling point in our city. The idea, like, one only need to, I don't know, walk out to the museum campus, which sits where, Dan?
On the lakefront.
And then walk north to look at the skyline from where, Dan?
From the lakefront.
And just keep traveling north until you run out of Chicago.
Yeah, you can go up to Montrose Harbor. You can go to the Montrose Bird Sanctuary.
Keep going north.
Walk out on the pier there if you want.
But there's nothing wrong with the lakefront.
That spend our whole summers, that spend, I'd say 2 days, when weather warms up, at least 2 days a week I leave work here and park and go somewhere along the lakefront.
And
north, south, Monroe Harbor, DuSable Harbor, wherever it may be.
I'm trying to field a bunch of questions here, by the way. So people are wondering what the Bears tax burden would be, or like contribution in this case, according to some people, to the city. If it's publicly owned, they're paying less in taxes because they don't own it all. Just so you're aware, publicly owned means that we pay for it.
And they did this because they rolled this out today because they know all of the draft excitement will subsume much of the anger that perhaps they expected. I don't know that they quite got this one calibrated correctly, though. Tune in tomorrow from 5 to 9 p.m. after the Cubs game for wall-to-wall coverage of round one of the NFL draft. It's the Parkins and Spiegel draft special live from Detroit, including expert analysis from Dave Wanstead and Patrick Manley. Tune in on the Score or the Odyssey app. You can also watch the Parkins and Spiegel draft special on Twitch, Twitter, or YouTube. Draft coverage on the Score is presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Mark Grody is taking it all in. He's going to give us his thoughts as he covers whatever this was next on the Score.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Bears.
Mark Grody, covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
Can I get a couple minutes with you here, man?
Man, I need talking today, man. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Host of the Daily Score podcast.
The reason that I look even more adorable than I usually do is because we're doing the podcast today from NBC Sports Chicago, where I just had the opportunity to talk about the Bears.
Mark Grody with Bernstein and Holmes.
Whatever, the Bears suck.
On the Score.
They're still talking. They're still doing that dance up there. Professor Harold Hill is going to bring the band to River City. He's going to bring you the band. They've got Brandon Johnson and Kevin Warren shoulder to shoulder telling you all the bells and whistles that your dollars are going to pay for to enrich the Chicago Bears. Mark Grody is there, and he's listening, and he has found things of interest, and he joins us on the Score Hotline presented by Circa Resort and Casino, CircaLasVegas.com. Grody, the floor is yours.
Press conference is still going on, so it's a long one. This thing started at noon. We had been surmising, some of us, before this thing started, how long will it go? We all kind of said between 45 minutes and an hour. And like I said, the Q&A portion is, I would say, just getting going right now. Lots of good questions being asked. Let me just set up some of what this day has been like out here. And first of all, I'm in the United Club, really posh area inside of Soldier Field right now. Probably about 300 people here, as I like to call them, the townspeople that are here to support everything that is going on. So there have been many applauses when they actually unveiled the renderings. The first few rows, though, designated for media members, so tons of media here as well. The Bears did unveil the plan for a domed stadium with a translucent roof, as they put it, where you could see outside of the roof, the big, large windows is the proposal for the dome, so sun can beam into the dome if this is the project that they're going to go with. I'm sure people will have a chance. I know I put it up on my Instagram. People want to look at some of the proposals and some of the renderings of what they are doing. As you said, Kevin Warren spoke a lot of this early on, guys, played like a pep rally. It really did. I mean, just and I understand that a lot of people talking about Bears are going to win a Super Bowl and this is going to be great. It's going to be great for the city. And there are a lot of things that would be good for the city. But let's get to brass tacks. Let's get down to the bottom of what people want to know about. And that is sources of funding. How will this hit people? And the person to talk about that, this is an important person in all of this, as big as Kevin Warren and Brandon Johnson are, Karen Murphy of the Chicago Bears. She is leading. She was one of the executives of the stadium project, and she has the financials. I want to play some of this for you right now. This is about 3 minutes or so, and then we're going to hear from the mayor regarding the public. But here is Karen Murphy laying it out step by step what the financials are.
So what does the stadium cost? What is the budget? And how are we proposing to pay for it? Our all-in stadium budget is $3.2 billion. We're targeting a stadium cost of $2.75 billion. And then when we add in some of the financing costs, as well as a contingency that's appropriate for a project this size, that gets us to the $3.2 billion budget. How are we going to pay for this? So as we stated, Bears ownership is putting in over $2 billion to this project. That will be a combination of both equity and debt contributions. In addition, we will look to the NFL Stadium Program for a $300 million loan. If you add up the numbers, that leaves us with a $900 million funding gap. We will be looking to the ISFA program and their bonding mechanism to fill this gap. I'll get into the details of that on the next slide. This private investment puts us at over 70% of the total project cost, one of the largest private investments into an NFL stadium in NFL history. It's also, when we look back at the history of NFL stadiums, they are typically, on average, funded 50-50. So we are incredibly proud to bring this private investment to this project.
People are in effect.
I also want to point out that now is the time to act. There is a significant cost to waiting. Soldier Field is the oldest stadium in the NFL. It will be 100 years old this season. Our renovation is now 20 years old, and the cost to maintain this building gets more and more expensive each year. Every year we wait, due to the cost of inflation to start this project, that funding gap, that's $900 million now, will go up over $150 million. ISFA, the Illinois Sports Facility Authority, was funded in the mid-'80s to do exactly what we're talking about, to reconstruct and build stadiums. The funding mechanism for the ISFA is a 2% hotel tax that is already in place. We are not, I repeat, not looking at any additional tax buckets for this project. Our plan is using the ISFA hotel tax that's in place now. There are two things we're looking at with this proposal. One, we would like to refinance the existing debt that's outstanding on both the guaranteed rate and Soldier Field stadiums. In doing that and extending the debt out, the bonds out for 40 years, we will free up enough capacity that we believe could be close to or exceed $1 billion. We are using conservative hotel growth rates. We are looking at fiscally responsible bond coverage ratios. And we're also looking at setting up a liquidity reserve, which doesn't exist today. On day one, we are going to put money into a fund that will protect the city of Chicago for an unexpected drop in hotel revenues. That reserve fund will be available on day one.
Yeah, and for people, just a little bit of a history lesson really quick, and then I definitely want to hear what you guys have to say about all that, but in 1988, that was when they, quote-unquote, turned off the clock between the new potential White Sox stadium and what the state was doing, and the hotel-motel taxes created the new Sox stadium. The Bears used it as well in terms of the renovation that they did at Soldier Field. So that's what she's talking about right there. But I am curious as to hear what you guys think about that. I mean, no new taxes doesn't mean the public doesn't get hit. I should make that very clear to people.
No, no new buckets. They just want what's in this bucket that could then be used elsewhere. And the fact that they're saying that it's 100 years old, He's 20 years old. We're still paying for the previous rebuild.
Karen Murphy, you were one of the people involved in renovation.
This is such a con. This is an absolute con.
The refinancing portion, too, and creating a liquid fund is... That's just not what's happening here. Anybody who's refinanced a house understands what that really means. Uh-huh. This is not a foreign concept.
No, you're making it someone else's problem later is all you're doing.
Interest rates are high. Interest rates are not exactly low right now. That's the other concern about this. Right. That money is exponentially more expensive.
This is just a dog and pony show, pep rally con job.
Well, Dan, that's the word. Like I said, it has played out like that. I mean, I will say this from their perspective, from their public relations, and it looks like the event actually is just wrapping up. The music is coming back on. They were pumping in this music. I mean, I got here about 11 o'clock, about an hour before this thing started, and they had music pumping in. You know, you've got aldermen all over the place, just lots of Bears employees, and that's what the crowd is made up, except for obviously the reporters. Let me play another thing for. I'm sure that you guys know, and if people don't know, I don't have the tweet in front of me, but J.B. Pritzker, our governor, again expressing concern over this project and really a very pessimistic edge to it as well. And Brandon Johnson, our mayor, who is taking, you know, from what I could see, being a little bit away from it right now, was taking the bulk of the questions over there. One of the things was the Pritzker thing, and then he was challenged directly on what we are talking about. Never mind, they all puffed their chest about the no new taxes thing. Everybody that spoke did that. But here's Brandon Johnson, our mayor, being asked specifically about how the taxpayers might get hit.
Governor Pritzker, Senator Don Harmon have somewhat already poured cold water on this plan today. You obviously support it. It's going to require billions of dollars in public subsidies. Why should taxpayers pay any dollars towards this? And, you know, what is your conversation going to be like with Governor Pritzker and state leaders?
Well, I appreciate the feedback that is coming from our partners at the state level, you know, and what I've said from the very beginning is that an investment like this requires real skin in the game from ownership, which they've done that, a commitment to public use, which they've done that, as well as, you know, an overall commitment to, you know, building a better, stronger, safer Chicago. This is about investing in the thousands of jobs that will manifest as a result of this investment. You know, we're talking, you know, conservatively, 24,000 jobs in the immediate, 43,000 jobs for the entire region, $2.5 billion of income into working families.
Please.
Providing us with the opportunity to continue to invest in housing and education, mental health services, growing our parks. The fact that we have a very sizable footprint now of 14 more acres of just athletic fields. I mean, this is a real opportunity to create real revenue by doing what works, which is putting people to work. Thank you.
And there is the mayor, Brandon Johnson, right there, who really didn't answer the question.
Goes against what he ran on. Hold him to what he said as a candidate. I'd be asking, why did you say one thing and now you're doing another? Why did you solicit support and votes based on a certain stance toward these things, and now you're doing the opposite? How can you justify that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, some of this is just, you know, with Brandon Johnson, the legacy, he's trying to build legacy. That's what he's trying to do. Kevin Warren probably trying to do the same thing as well. But unfortunately, I think there's a little bit of seduction that goes on with all of this when you see the renderings and they put out the plans and you see the slideshow, and for better or for worse, you know, well, Brandon Johnson has always been in. I mean, he had a little bit, there's one other time too during this, and like I said, very long, and we'll have all the audio back at the score in the shop, but he kind of did, Dan, he did a little I told you so thing where he was like, kind of dancing around up there saying that guy, hey, I'm one of the only people that said that this was still possible. And, you know, at paraphrasing, he was kind of like, yeah, everybody was sort of laughing at me, but now here we are putting this proposal up there. And I think for people listening, it's important to point out this is still a long way from being approved. For people too looking at a timeline, I think it was probably embedded in there too. We're looking at, they said, about a five-year building project, and a lot of this too, guys, is infrastructure. I mean, what you heard from Karen Murphy was just her talking about the actual stadium, but then we talked
and her lying about the numbers too. Those numbers that she's giving for someone to come in as cheaply as that, they would have to cut away much of what you see in all of those beautiful fancy renderings that get people so excited and drooling over the possibilities. That's not how things work here. Things come in massively over budget, and it's always on the taxpayer to make up those shortfalls. And the fact that they could somehow say that wouldn't happen again is crazy.
Right. I mean, they have to go. Even one of the things that Kevin Warren slipped in during the Q&A, right before I sort of broke away to talk to you guys, was that there will be more conversations with the state. And that's where the taxes start to come in, and that's where the little secret of things occur. And that's like, oh, actually, we are getting popped for it. None of this has happened yet, but there are a ton of concerns, and I can see why people will be a little bit worried.
I'm concerned about parking. I am concerned when they say, oh, just infrastructure. I am concerned about public transportation that they would need to help have access. There's already limited parking at Soldier Field. This capacity would be larger because they need it to be because they want to host events there. Where is all of that going? Additionally, did anybody ask about Arlington Heights where they spent $200 million?
Yes. I don't know. While I was over there, guys, nobody had asked about it. But, yeah, I was very curious myself. So I don't know. That might have come up. And, like I said, all that audio will be back at the station. So I don't know.
Yes, Jason Leisure said Kevin Warren asked if Arlington Heights is off the table and answers sort of that the organization's focus is on the lakefront site. Important to note, Warren did not outright say they are done with Arlington.
Sort of, and it's not for sale.
Yeah. Groats, you did a great job covering this, man. Thank you so much for your hard work on this. I know there's a lot of tape to sift through, and you did a wonderful job of painting the picture.
Yeah, thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark.
That's Mark Grody, who is covering this insulting Bears pep rally.
Sort of. So we're supposed to hear all of this about Chicago and how they need to keep the Bears there, but they don't want to sell a viable piece of property then?
Oh, no. They're not.
Interesting.
They just don't want you thinking about it. It's not their focus. Remember that. It's not their focus.
It was their sole focus when they told everybody it was many times.
That
and
is
when
correct.
the original proposal for renovating Soldier Field that was narrated by Bill Curtis was brought up. That wasn't too long ago. That also had really neat renderings, by the way.
They always have neat renderings because stupid people get impressed by them.
But people didn't like those? Is that the deal? People didn't want the previous one that was just brought up after they just brought Arlington Heights?
With all the railway stations and everything that were all completely pie in the sky. This stuff is just... Kevin Warren thinks we're stupid. Kevin Warren thinks we're stupid.
He might be right.
He might be. I hope not. I hope the smarter angels of our nature are able to understand what's being done here.
Yep. We'll be back after this on The Score.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Tonight, the Cubs continue their series against the Astros at Wrigley Field. Pregame coverage 6:05, first pitch 6:40. Listen to every Cubs game in Chicagoland with the free Odyssey app. We're back tomorrow. We've got Rick Neuheisel of CBS Sports at 11. Jason Leisure at 11:25. We got High Noon. We have Who's Your Guy again at noon, leading you up to the Cubs-Astros getaway game at 12:45. You say, where's Matt Bowen? Well, Matt Bowen will analyze everything that goes on tomorrow night and preview stuff on Friday when he joins us on Friday. Also, join The Score and Budweiser next Thursday, May 2nd at Harry Carey's Tavern, Navy Pier, for the 26th annual Worldwide Toast to Harry Carey. Parkins and Spiegel will be there, broadcasting live from 4 to 7 p.m. Actor and comedian Jason Alexander is leading the toast at 5:30. You'll have a chance to register to win tickets to a future Cubs home game. The Worldwide Toast to Harry Carey is brought to you by Budweiser. This Bud's for you.
Before we break, I just, because I do see a rash of these texts coming in, and let me just say this. I get that when you hear us talk about this, that there is a level of idealism in what it is that we're saying. We're not naive. In fact, we're very cynical on this show when it comes to politicians talking about public money. I would ask you that if your response to any of this is, this is just the way things are.
Yeah,
this
is the way that things go.
Hold on, Dan, I'm not done. If that's your response to this, I would offer to you that you are part of the problem. As a citizen, as someone who votes, as someone who gives money, as someone who pays taxes, if you are not here to hold your politicians accountable for what it is they've said to get elected and then what they did after they got elected, then you need to jump out of the conversation entirely. Our job is not to pat them on the back. Our job is not to be a PR extension. You are a citizen. Act like a citizen and ask questions, even if there is a preponderance of evidence that says that these people tend to get away with stuff. You don't have to allow it, and you don't have to be silent.
When you give away your responsibility, other people will take your power. And we have numbers saying that you didn't vote. I see them every election.
Mm-hmm.
And also understand this, your precious football team isn't going anywhere. You're not in danger of losing your football team.
If they go to Arlington Heights, guess what?
They're still the
Chicago Bears.
Preach on it, Layla. We'll talk with Parkins and Spiegel next here on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.